awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Friday.
It is.
It is the 7th of March, and you are going to have a glorious day.
Yeah, you are. We put up a preview of your day last night. We put a picture up of what you can expect from your day.
It's a magical journey of a velociraptor with an Uzi and some dynamite.
Riding a great white shark.
It's magical. Much like Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yep.
Much like your Friday's going to be,
you
are a winner.
You are a winner. Today is going to be your day.
You're a champion.
You've got an important thing to do, and
yeah,
you're going to get it done.
You will accomplish it. You will conquer the world.
You will conquer the world. You will win $3 million in the lottery. I'm going to make a prediction right now.
Okay.
I'm going to use my telepathy and my clairvoyance, and I'm going to make a prediction.
What if the Antichrist was listening and we were, like, puffing him up and we were responsible for, like, the New World Order and the end of the world?
I can't be responsible for that.
We just totally encouraged everyone, and by encouraging everyone, in turn, we could be encouraging a little kid named Nikolai who's listening overseas through the app.
If it is Nikolai,
then
he's probably not listening because, number one, he's a little kid, and if he's overseas, he's probably asleep.
And if they write a prequel book, LaHaye and Jenkins, we want the royalties from us being the idiot DJs who actually encouraged him to go out and conquer the world.
Now, back to my prediction.
We don't really want anybody to conquer the world.
Somebody out there is going to win the lottery today,
and
you're going to send us that money.
Oh.
That's the prediction.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
We're here to pump you up.
We're going to pump you up.
We're here to get you excited.
Woo.
Ain't no reason not to be excited, y'all. It's Friday.
Don't go ninjin where there ain't gonna be no ninjin.
I am amped.
Yes.
I'm excited to be here, even though the allergies are trying to kill me.
His allergies are... He woke up and he said he felt like Brody was sitting on his chest, and then he realized Brody was sitting on his chest. But other than that, he had allergies.
Oh, that kid is so cute.
Yep.
We woke up to some encouragement and in turn wanted to encourage the world.
Yeah.
Little post-it notes from our midday and afternoon peoples. It was magical.
Let's look at them. Mine says...
Oh, Stever got one too.
Aww.
What does yours say, sir?
Oh, you know. Mateo, good morning. Some encouragement. Man who stands on toilet is high on pot. Hashtag Chinese proverb, love mentions Celeste.
Yeah.
Pray for our girls that work here.
Okay.
They're obviously going through something terrible.
So I'm thinking everybody probably got the Chinese proverb.
Did you get a Chinese proverb?
I got a Chinese proverb
what
that says,
Steve-o,
good morning, smiley face. Mm. Some encouragement.
Mine doesn't have a smiley face.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
My bad. Man who scratches rear should not bite fingernails. Hashtag Chinese proverb. Love, Mitch, and Celeste. Is there a ruler on yours?
What if you skip?
Draw a ruler?
Yeah. No, that's on there. What if you skip a step and you just bite your own rear?
What?
What? That's what they're getting at.
Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
You got a Chinese proverb for us this morning?
That does.
What's it say?
Oh. It says, Stever, good morning. Exclamation mark.
Do you have a smiley?
I got an exclamation mark and then a smiley.
Somebody's a favorite up in this piece.
Some encouragement. Quote, man with one chopstick, go hungry. Hashtag Chinese proverb, heart, Mitch, and Celeste.
Yeah.
I got a heart.
Yeah.
Who do you think wrote this? Do you think Mitch wrote it or do you think Celeste wrote
Mitch wrote it.
You know the handwriting.
I do.
Here. I'm gonna.
I just had to sit down with everybody, and they had to write up out a bunch of stuff.
I'm gonna put I put my note in that file cabinet I keep for all the stuff Mitch gives me.
All right.
I'll show you everybody on the webcam.
The file cabinet.
My file cabinet.
It looks almost identical to the trash receptacle.
What are you talking about?
But obviously, it can't be that.
No.
There's tons of presents
from Mitch in there.
We have a fantastic show today. I'm excited. We got some amazing music we're going to play. We got some incredible guests we're going to get to, including Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico. And we got stories.
I hope Sam's ready.
It is Pay It Forward Friday. It is Flashback Friday. It is Freaky Friday.
We got a good Pay It Forward Friday story, too.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey, y'all.
Static.
Reckless love to understand.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news.
I'm going to say all the news at this point.
Everybody will.
I want everybody. Everybody to focus.
Are you trying to hypnotize people and take their money?
Shh. Hey, jerk.
Is that what happened?
It's called strategy. Shut up. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. Today we will be discussing napkins and cups and saucers.
Oh.
The differences and the glories within. Breaking news. Daylight savings time begins Sunday. Do not forget.
Yeah.
Or you will be sad. And you might miss something because you'll still be asleep.
Truth.
Oh, man. A New Jersey teenager is suing her parents for tuition. We know about this.
Mm-hmm.
We gave you a little follow-up yesterday. There's going to be more to come in this developing story because the girl... I know the judge ruled in favor of the parents for one part of the case already, which is great.
Yeah.
Well, in our opinion. Because it sounds like... Looking at it from an outside point of view and not really knowing the whole story, it sounds like this girl's just being a brat.
Yep. Doesn't want to follow the home rules.
I do feel sorry for her in one point because of all of this. Because.
Right.
She, like, all of the media says spoiled brat and then says her story. Everything I've seen on different websites calls her a brat in the headline. Spoiled brat. Poor girl.
Yeah.
She's going to be dealing with that. And then I started thinking it would be funny if there was a movie, like a Zach Braff Garden State type movie, where the main character meets somebody, like meets a girl, and then she's like, yeah, I was that girl that blah, 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 and it was similar to this. Where do you go with your life after this? For forever, she will be known as the girl that tried to sue her parents so they would pay her way forever.
I feel like it fades away. Remember The Runaway Bride? Do you remember the Runaway Bride?
Julia Roberts.
Exactly. See, there was a bride, and it was like, I think she made her way through Albuquerque. I don't even remember details now.
Aw.
She, like, ran away.
None of that stuff happens.
Bride. Thought she was kidnapped or something.
Yeah.
Turns out she just ran away.
She just ran away to Julia Roberts.
See, don't even remember the details.
I don't know.
It fades.
The New York City Health Department is warning of a skin infection linked to the city's fish markets. So, my friends in New York City,
stay away from the fish market.
Yeah.
Don't get that skin disease. A couple in St. Paul, Minnesota, the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, had to be treated for smoke inhalation after they refused to vacate their burning apartment building without first trying to save their television set. Maybe it was just a flat screen. Maybe it had a Blu-ray player installed within the TV. Maybe it was her best friend.
Maybe.
You're going to save your best friend, even if it's a machine.
Yeah.
The Massachusetts State Supreme Judicial Court. Oh, I'm not saying this one, because we're going to talk about it later.
Oh, okay.
We're going to talk about this one with Sam Swan.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
And here it is, trying to sneak up on me.
Trying to trick you.
Trying to ruin it. Sam? You're not going to know till you get here, buddy.
Nope. No, we got good stuff for Sam Swan today.
The SAT is undergoing major changes. Gone will be the mandatory essay. Now, we never took the SAT. You didn't. You never took it.
I took the ACT.
Me too, because in Mississippi, the ACT is what gets you the scholarships. The SAT is kind of like a...
filler?
Yeah, you can get extra things if you take it and do well. You have to do well. If you don't do well on it, then you just took an extra test and you paid for it.
Right.
Who wants that?
No one.
No one.
Yeah.
But in other states, the SAT is the one that you have to take and the ACT is the throwaway.
Oh, okay.
I prefer the ACT. Because
it's the one we took.
It spells ACT.
Yeah.
And SAT spells SAT.
Right?
And
Stever.
SAT.
California.
What?
SAT.
SAT in California?
I took both, but...
Both of them?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Sorry, buddy. He sounds real sad.
He does!
Did you hear how sad he sounds? Gross. The Crimea Parliament has voted to secede from Ukraine and join Russia. And that's a huge, like, controversy. I believe I saw a quote from Obama that said that technically it's illegal for them to do that.
Really?
Yeah. So this is a big deal happening over in Russia, between Russia and Ukraine. And we heard Jared Petro talking about how now people are saying that Vladimir Putin's just scared that Ukraine's going to become like a
Nazi regime,
a World War II era fascist society. And so he's, but then other people were saying, no, Putin is lying. So who knows? It sounds like Russia's just trying to poot on the rest of the world, if you ask me.
Putin on the Ritz.
Putin. A new report says that Americans over 65 watch an average of more than 7 hours of TV each day.
Each day?
Each day.
Gosh!
Think of all the stories you got to watch. All the soap operas. Then you got all the talk shows.
Yeah.
Not to mention the morning show, like the morning news shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of stuff to get in.
Yeah.
And you that... Well, what else do you do when you're over 65?
Yeah, I guess.
Pull up Stever. Stever.
What?
You're not over 65.
No.
What are you going to do when you're over 65?
Die?
No. Are you going to watch TV 7 hours a day?
Oh. No, I'll be shaking hands at a box store.
Whoa.
I'll be welcoming people. Hi.
Hi. Gosh. Oh, I see. See, that seems like it. My mom wants to move to Orlando and be a greeter at Disney World.
Really?
That's when it's the golden years and it's almost time to go out, that's how she wants to spend her final years.
Is greeting people at Disney
Being
World?
One of those people at the front going, come on in.
Hey.
Come on into this happy land. A world of pure imagination.
Wow.
Yep. A New York City tattoo artist caused outrage after tattooing his dog and posting a photo of it on the Instagram. A tattoo artist known as Mr. Metro tattooed a red heart with an arrow and the names Mel and Alex on the dog while it was sedated for a surgery to remove its spleen.
Man.
Many critics call the tattoo abusive. The artist locked up his Instagram account and other social media sites after the website Gothamist published the photo of the dog, leading to an uproar. Don't tattoo your pets.
Yeah.
Number one, they can't give you permission to.
Right.
So, just stay away. That's...
Yeah, but I'm willing to bet if you asked him, hey, buddy, you want to go get neutered there?
See? Difference between dogs and cats right there.
What?
The dog will be excited about anything.
Oh, that's
And then
true.
When it gets there, it's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
The cat is never excited about anything. So, they're like, hey, you want to go somewhere? And the cat just looks at you.
Right.
What that look like if you come near me right now. I'm going to scratch your eyes out.
That's because dogs are trusting and cats are of the devil.
And cats are realistic and smart.
They were crafted and created from the father of lies.
Oh, man.
There's
a lot of evidence to back that up. A lot of evidence. One of the many downsides of going on a cruise, I've never been on a cruise.
Okay.
I don't think.
I've been on one.
Yes. No. Yes. No. No,
my mom made me go on one when I was younger.
I have not been on a cruise.
Okay.
I went on like a little fun boat ride.
Nope.
But it was not a cruise. Beyond the fact that you were on a cruise, that's one of the downsides, is that not all of the rooms on a cruise ship have views of the ocean.
Right.
The cruise line Royal Caribbean recognizes this, so it's teamed up with a design firm to develop virtual balconies.
Are you serious?
Virtual balconies. A virtual balcony is an 80-inch, high-definition screen displaying the real-time video stretched from ultra HD cameras mounted on the exterior of the ship.
Wow.
So even if you're stuck in an interior cabin with no window, you can now see outside in real time, and it's awesome.
So basically, the inside ones have a TV that projects what the outside rooms are
This
saying.
Is what it would look like if you were richer.
I would rather have the inside room then because you're getting a digital HD projection of what's going on outside.
Yeah.
So what it's if... Cool, man.
Yeah, and you see the iceberg coming, and you're like, hey, how do I change the channel? Oh my gosh! This is not a channel. This is the projection. Yeah.
My wife refuses.
I would never
go on a cruise.
I won't either. Yeah. After all the news that's come out about cruises in the past few years, you're more like you are 80 times more likely to go on a cruise and end up swimming in poop the whole time than in any other situation. Like you could go walking around in a sewer, and you're more likely to be swimming in poop if you go on a cruise than if you're walking in a sewer.
I don't know if those statistics
statistics are sound. My science is right. I've checked the math, and it is correct.
Oh, man.
All right, local news. And parents, you might have to turn this one down a little bit.
Mm. If you got the youngins,
I'm gonna.
Local Albuquerque news?
Local Albuquerque news.
All right.
This happened in Albuquerque, so I feel like we have to talk about it.
Earmuffs.
Earmuffs. I'm going to kind of not dumb it down, but I'm going to soften the blow, I guess. Terrible. You'll understand why that's terrible. A 35-year-old woman faces domestic violence charges after she allegedly hit her mother in the head with an item purchased at a grown-up store.
Okay. Walmart?
No.
Target.
No.
Grown-ups. I'm just not following.
It's okay. Just keep thinking about it. Okay. You'll get there. It caused the mom to bleed profusely.
Oh my gosh.
So smacked in the head with one of these things.
Ugh.
According to an Albuquerque, New Mexico police report. And I looked it up. And what's this station?
KOAT.
This, KOAT. So
according to KOAT. That'd be Action 7 News.
They refer to it as a massager.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Massager purchased at a grown-up store.
There you go.
If you catch my drift.
Walgreens!
Yes, sure. Okay. Sure, Steve-O.
Okay.
Walgreens. Kara Claffey's mom called the cops when an argument broke out as the two were watching TV, probably within the sixth hour.
Right.
And Claffey escalated it. The whole situation by attacking her mother with this grown-up massage thing. Claffey denied attacking anyone, but the police report.
Do we have any information on what the argument was about?
It just says, and this is according to KOAT.com, police were called to the home in Southeast Albuquerque to investigate after a woman said her daughter hit her. And according to the criminal complaint, the woman was bleeding profusely from her head. She told police her daughter had hit her on the head with the thing during an argument, and she fled the home to call police. Police caught up with the suspect. A short time later, in a truck near the home, she denied hitting her mother, but the police found the item used in the assault in the truck. She was arrested and charged with domestic violence and aggravated battery on a household member. And I guess in this case of battery, the batteries were fully charged. And it was... That's what happened. So, okay, back to... You can turn the radio back up now if you'd like, because we're going to move on. We live in a great world, everybody. You have an important thing today, and you are going to do well.
Oh, man.
Speaking of people getting attacked for stupid reasons.
Yep.
Muhammad Abdi confronted a stranger eating outside a Seattle restaurant the other day and said, "Hey, give me a bit of your burrito." What? When the owner declined Abdi's... What if somebody walked up to you and said, "Hey, give me a little bit of that. Give me a bite of that burrito."
I feel like I would just go, "Okay."
Well, this person said, no.
Okay.
And then Abdi said, "Hey, give me a bite of that burrito." No. Well, then Abdi pushed him, again demanded a bite of the burrito, and as the diner got up from his seat, Abdi allegedly punched him in the forehead and fled on foot. Cops caught up to the guy not far from where the burrito attack transpired.
Gosh.
We got burrito attacks. We got unmentionable attacks. What else is going to happen?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what.
I'm excited, though.
A little bit of news for the kiddos out there before we move on to birthdays.
It's Flashback Friday, and we don't know what's happening.
We don't know, but this is just a public service announcement. We are the education band, so like I need to get into this scientific study for you kiddos.
Okay.
Peeing in swimming pools may be hazardous to your health.
Really?
That's the message from scientists who have found that compounds in urine mix with chlorine to form chemicals that have been linked to respiratory effects in swimmers. The scientists from China Agricultural University and Purdue University say if swimmers avoided urinating in pools, then water and air quality would likely improve. So, kids, just get out of the pool and go pee in the bathroom.
Brody has been lately
in
the bath. He'll just stand up there and wait till the water starts running, and he'll just whoop! Just into the water that
you
he's about to bathe
fix
in.
That.
and then I have to drain it. Come on, man. I'm trying to clean you, not bathe you in pee.
You need to fix that now.
He's a 15-month-old baby.
He's an adult. He's a grown man. And you can tell him he's got to get out of the house and get a job.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah.
With that, kids, don't pee in the pool.
Yeah, don't pee in the
pool.
Just
don't do it.
It's not cool to pee in the pool.
There you go.
All right.
But if peeing is cool, consider me Miles Davis. And now it's time for birthdays with Mr.
Matata.
Oh.
What a wonderful phrase.
Is it Hakuna Disney Matata. Flashback Friday?
Ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your day.
I was kind of inspired this morning.
It's our problem-free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
Nicely done. Thanks. Well, I was thinking about just doing the best of Nathan Lane, but that's cool. We'll do Disney.
Oh, man.
I'm going to sing all day. It's a good thing I did a few vocal warm-ups in the shower this morning.
We could do Disney on several. There's all kinds of Disney.
When I was a young warthog.
Oh, my gosh. Second thoughts.
He found his aroma lacked a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after every meal.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. I thought I paused it. There we go. All right. So it's the 66th day of 2014. Today is Flashback Friday. We're gonna hear from some of your favorite Disney soundtracks.
Oh yeah!
Teo's excited.
Steve-O, we'll get to one of your favorites sometime.
No, he doesn't have one.
Oh.
Let me ask you: were you surprised?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was genuinely surprised.
Flashback Friday, guys, can't ever be something you're expecting. Can't be what you're expecting, or you won't.
Yesterday, we spent the afternoon rocking Foreigner, and I was like, Stever. Foreigner! It starts with F, and it's Friday.
Yeah.
Flashback Foreigner Friday.
Someday we'll hear from Lou Graham, I'm sure.
My wife says if we don't do Duran Duran soon.
We did Duran Duran.
Yeah, see?
Well, you know, we could do that. All right. So it's the 66th day of 2014, 299 days remaining.
All right.
And we're celebrating Peter Sarsgaard's birthday.
Oh, Sarsgaard.
He's married to Maggie
Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yeah.
He was Hector Hammond in Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
Gross. He was in An Education. I think he was in The Killing.
And he was on a hilarious skit about pirates on Saturday Night Live.
All right.
Sarsgaard.
How old is he?
36.
38.
43.
Oh, okay.
Next birthday?
Yep.
I know Bill Cosby shamed her. Yeah.
Roseanne Barr.
No, he said, shame on you. You don't remember that?
No.
Wanda Sykes.
Oh, Wanda wow. Sykes.
Kind of let her have it.
Good. Okay.
Using all those words.
Okay. 50.
53.
I should have stopped you. She's 50.
Ah!
Go for it. Come on. No, come on.
Speaking of guessing and getting some right,
we got
to say a big old shout out.
Big shout out.
Malachi Jones. He is 8 years old, and he can't get enough of birthdays. He loves birthdays.
He loves them.
He's going to be really sad next week, Stever. So last week of birthdays.
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. Let's see.
That 70s show.
That 70s show.
Ashton Kutcher.
No.
Topher Grace.
No, she's actually now she's in Orange is the New Black, which I wouldn't have seen her in because I watched about 5 minutes of it or less.
Yeah?
I was like, oh, okay. I'm not watching this one.
Is it the girl that played Donna?
I don't know. It's Laura. Is it Prepon or Prepon?
I'm not sure.
No clue.
But. Two words from that 70s show, Mila Kunis.
All right.
She refuses to sign a prenup with Ashton Kutcher, and there's some drama going on right now between them.
What?
That's what I've heard, bro.
What?
Yeah, I heard it yesterday.
That's crazy, bro.
Was watching Inside Edition, and I'm just kidding.
See the guy do Ashton Kutcher on the Justin Timberlake Family Feud on SNL?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It's awesome.
All
right, so how old is she?
30. Six.
It's a
good guess.
34.
34 is a better guess.
Yeah!
Where's the rooster song? I feel like I've lost the
Ranch is the classic.
Uh-oh. He said, I want to see you again. TV weather personality. I'm stuck in cold weather. Willard Scott.
Oh, Willard Scott. I wish it was Jim Cantore. He's my favorite weatherman.
I hope Willard makes it to 100. I want them to say his birthday on the weather.
That would be awesome. Oh, that's the Smuckers guy, right? And he's like, so-and-so is celebrating and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
They're over 100.
Yeah.
You know that. Come on. What am I listening to right now?
It's a Zach Brown Band. You shut your mouth and pay your respects.
I've never listened to Zach Brown Band other than they appeared on Nashville, that show you hate.
I don't
know. Oh, Zach Brown, man. That's where it's at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to end sentences and prepositions.
When he appeared on Nashville, it was really good. Oh, and I have a friend... Jacob Olds that sings for Family Force 5 now, Crouton. His wife, Bethany, she knows Zach Brown. Mm. And he apparently owns like a little bar club somewhere in either Alabama or Georgia. And they were just going through, and he was there running sound for all the people playing.
Wow. Tangent. Tangent.
Yeah.
That's not a tangent. That's cool.
Willard Scott.
Willard Scott is 87.
Willard Scott is 89.
80.
How's he going to live 20 more years, man?
Breathing. He has to breathe.
By not peeing in the pool.
Just breathe.
By the way, my favorite pool and peeing thing, I don't swim in your toilet.
Yeah.
Don't pee in my pool.
Yeah, I like that.
And having a non-smoking section of a restaurant is like having a no-peeing section of a pool. It's just stupid.
Is it Macaulay Culkin's birthday?
I like the welcome to my ool. Notice there's no pee in it.
Yeah. No, but it is... it is John Hurd's birthday.
Ooh.
John Hurd, of course, the dad in Home Alone.
Pops.
He was in CSI Miami.
Yep.
Big runner. He was the voice of Ace Morgan in Justice League, The New Frontier.
Hmm. Oh, I need to watch that one.
I own that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that
one. So anyway, it's John Hurd's birthday. He always plays kind of a mischievous up to something no good guy.
Yeah, he was a no good dad on CSI Miami.
Yeah. So anyway... John Hurd celebrating a birthday.
John Hurd is, well, how old was Catherine O'Hara? Wasn't she 60s?
Yes.
I'm going to say she's 65.
I think she was 63 or 62.
Okay.
John Hurd is 66.
65.
69.
Ah!
Is this Adam Sandler?
No.
Okay. I know what this is. It sounds like...
What?
It sounds like...
It's from... He sang it in the wedding scene.
Yeah, he did.
But all I can hear is his version.
He loves him, but she loves him. And he loves
somebody else.
And nobody wins.
Okay. Peter Wolf of the Jake Isles Band celebrating a birthday. Lead singer.
You crap.
That movie, dude.
I think that might be my favorite. Either that one or Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds.
I love Mr.
Deeds. Yeah, me too. Wedding Singer, Mr. Deeds, my favorite.
Wow.
Love
stinks.
Love stinks. Yeah. Love stinks.
57.
All right, we got stuff 57. To do, guys.
This next one goes over to the mutants at table 7. What'd you say, 57?
Yeah, why not?
59.
68.
Wow.
Wow.
Getting on up, our friend.
I guess so.
Get that AARP card in the mail.
Nuh-uh. That's not what this is.
That's what it sounds like.
I would know it.
Captain Frank Farrillo in Hill Street Blues, Daniel J. Travanti, celebrating a birthday.
67.
72.
74.
Oh!
Can I just play more of this?
No.
Yeah.
Such a great cop drama of the 80s, Hill Street Blues.
Did you guys see where they released L.A. Law on Blu-ray?
Like, oh, no.
The completed show.
Really? Ooh. No.
John Krasinski. I'm going to get that one day.
Yeah, I know.
Jenna Fisher.
Jenna Fisher,
yes,
celebrating her birthday.
Pam!
She was in the Dewey Cox story, Solitary Man, and of course, Pam on The Office. I should say Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story.
I never saw that.
Man. Oh, man.
I'm going to say she's 39.
You don't want no part of this, Dewey. What'd you say?
39.
37.
She was 39 yesterday.
Oh, she's 40?
She hit the big 4-0.
She looks great for 40.
Okay. Here we go, guys. Welcome to Albuquerque.
Cranston?
Ryan Cranston.
Whoa! Yes! It should be a holiday in this city.
Ryan,
it
we hope be. We hope you're listening if you're still living here. I don't know if he lives here anymore.
Love that, dude. He's not here. He's no longer here.
All right, well, let's think about
it. Oh, that's right. He's filming. Oh, no, he's not filming.
He's not. They're done.
They're getting ready for Godzilla.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I should have played Blue Oyster Cult's Godzilla.
If anybody would like to see a rad picture of him, just kind of hanging out, you know, check my Instagram. Or just gonna...
Well, yeah, you guys caught up to him at the State Fair one time.
We filmed an episode of U-Rock with him, and I was fortunate enough to be on his...
Softball? Played softball with him?
Celebrity softball team.
Right?
He's seriously one of the most genuine dudes around. I'm a fan of his. Cranston, how old is Brian Cranston?
Is this Godzilla?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Brian Cranston is
63.
What? No, 57. How old is he? Gosh.
Poor Sam Swan.
Stuck out there. What?
63.
You want me to go let Sam in? 57. You want me to walk away from birthdays?
No, we both guessed. Okay. Nothing happened.
Oh, he was 57 yesterday.
Dang it! I know my boy.
He knows him.
Yeah.
He actually knows him.
Yeah, you were close.
I was.
All right.
Oh, snap.
We are to dates. Yeah. We are to dates, gentlemen.
On this day in history.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that parodies poking fun at an original work can be considered fair use and do not require permission from the copyright holder.
1991.
1987.
I want to hear this.
Trade
I bought on eBay.
1994.
Okay.
All right, let's move on.
I bet that was because of the whole Coolio thing.
Oh, yeah. Dangerous money, yeah.
On this date in what year? Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight boxing champion when he beats James Smith in the 12-round fight in Las Vegas. Tyson was only 20 years old.
Wow. He's got to go take a selfie.
A selfie?
A selfie.
84.
1981. 1987. On this date in what year, a Minnesota judge ordered tobacco companies to release 39,000 secret documents that might contain information on how the industry studied ways to lure children as young as 5 years old to smoke cigarettes.
1992.
89.
It was actually reversed from Steve-O. It was 1998.
Oh, okay. A little later.
All right, a little Boston smoking there.
Nothing wrong with that. Boy, with the Boston. I don't know what you guys feel about smoking.
Ugh.
Okay. Today, gentlemen. Well, actually, Sunday, gentlemen. Sunday's daylight savings time.
Woo!
Spring forward.
No!
Lose sleep. Ugh. Go to church. Well, don't be late.
Yeah.
Today, though, is an employee appreciation day. I'm glad you guys are here. Whatever. Cereal day is today. Cereal day. Do they have cereal at Solomon's Porch?
I wish.
No, they don't.
They have milk. You can bring your own cereal.
You know, they had a cereal store in town that you could go, like, all the cereal you can eat?
Yeah.
Down on Central it was.
We met the owner.
And they're closed, I think.
They already closed?
Yeah, I think they closed down.
Oh, man. Are you cereal? That's what it's called.
Oh,
wasn't
yeah.
Wasn't it? Wasn't
I don't I remember. World Day of Prayer today.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Not national. We're talking world, man.
I'll have to say one of those.
Yeah. World Day. Today is Dress in Blue Day. I already blew it. I got blue jeans on.
Hey, I got blue.
I'm wearing That's more purple. That's purple.
Today begins the national day of unplugging.
Okay.
Does that mean like you don't do all your different devices and you actually talk to people?
You know what? I'll tell you what. I have been making it a point when I get home to put my phone on my
Yeah, you don't
nightstand.
Do it at work. That's for sure.
That's because I care about my conversations with my wife. You guys will email me later, eventually, when I haven't done whatever it was I was supposed to
do.
All
right, today is National Salesperson Day.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
It's Middle Name Pride Day. They're saying to go to Facebook, post March 7th is Middle Name Pride Day.
Yes.
Tell us your middle name.
Coolest middle name today. Let's give away a pair of tickets to see the Lobos.
All right.
Middle
That's
name
it.
Day? Are you kidding me?
Middle name.
It
day.
Is middle. You guys, you're gonna let
middle
us know.
Middle name redacted.
You're gonna let us know yours now.
How did he get in here?
I don't know.
Are you gonna let us know your middle name?
Mine
now?
Is Thomas.
Mine's Michael. We're boring.
All
right. Ooh.
Jimmery, Jim, Jimmery, Jim, Jim, Jimmery.
Stever,
as lucky can be.
We've already had multiple people chime in freaking out because we keep teasing and joking that you're not going to be on the radio anymore. And people are losing their mind. I've had multiple people text and ask me if there's going to be an explanation or if you're just going to be gone.
There'll be an explanation. I'm not really going anywhere.
We're
not
going anywhere.
We're going to do a press conference.
Yes.
Ooh.
No, we're not.
Yeah, it's going to be on CNN.
That is all.
All right. We got a great show today. I'm excited. It's Friday. Sam Swan's here. We're going to trap him.
Oh, yeah.
We've already got something planned for him.
We've got some stories for this guy.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So, move over, Supreme Court. Sam Swan is solving all the problems today. See what he says, because his word is bond!
Yeah, it's Baptist Trap Friday with Sam Swan.
That is on the way. Also got some House of Heroes and Foster the People.
Neat.
Right here on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
static.
I choose me bristles with pride, yes I do. A broom for the shaft and a brush for the flue.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Now it's like this, little britches. All you gotta do is look for the bare necessities.
Good morning.
The
good morning.
Bare necessities. Forget about
it. It is Friday. It is Flashback Friday, and this
yeah,
morning,
man.
Bare necessities.
Producer extraordinaire Stever decided
necessities of
Disney.
Life.
Disney jams, and you guys are so excited.
Wherever I roam.
So is this from a movie or like a TV show? Or?
Guys, excuse me?
America?
I realize you haven't announced me yet, but I just can't believe you just said that.
America and international? Steve-O has never seen The Jungle Book.
You heard it here first, folks, on Static Radio.
It was at the movie theater last week.
It's okay
before,
to be
right?
offended, everyone.
Yeah, he you was can... so mad at me when he found out.
Mama,
send your mail to... Steve-O at
Steve-O's never seen The Jungle Book, and I don't know what to do, Mom.
Man, I'm going to have to loan you my copy of it. I just went and bought the Blu-ray.
Yeah, it just got released again. Like the diamond
For the first time ever on Blu-ray. It came out of the vault this year.
The Disney vault.
I'm sorry.
And you better get it soon. Now, what's their thing? They say you got to get the thing soon because they'll put them back in the vault.
Of course they, whatever.
And then 10 years later, they bring it back out.
I don't think it's 10. I think it's 9.5.
Or prickly.
Well,
pear.
The phones are already,
already
lighting up because people are static.
Steve-O, I am taking away your Disney card. How dare you? You need to go watch that movie like right now.
What?
You guys need to take him in the back. You need to give him a TV, give him a DVD player, and have him watch The Jungle Book because, come on, it's Mowgli playing in the jungle.
Come on, man.
Nope.
It's a
Come
classic.
On, man!
Hey, I did watch Tailspin, though. Does that count?
Tailspin.
Because what is it like?
On the Disney Channel.
No. Yeah.
Spin it, let's begin it, bear and grin it. When you win it, you can win it in a minute. When you spin
it. Wasn't it the guys from
yes.
Jungle Book?
Yeah.
Like his pilots?
Yeah.
Tailspin. I kind of remember it. DuckTales was really my jam, but yeah.
DuckTales.
All right.
Jungle Book is just. And the soundtrack.
Thank you for the call,
Okay, you guys have a good day.
Goodbye. We'll work on it.
Goodbye.
Time. Jungle Book has a classic soundtrack.
It really
too.
Does.
Some of the coolest songs that Disney ever did came out of the Jungle Book.
For me, the first movie I remember watching at the movie theater that was a Disney film was The Little Mermaid.
Okay.
Those are the ones that, like, when I was, I don't want to say older.
A little
old.
Yeah,
when
I took old myself, enough to remember, absolutely.
Yeah, that was it. And then that whole rash of movies were my jams
there.
So it was like The Little Mermaid, it was like Aladdin, it was like Lion King, it was, or Beauty and the Beast even before that. So it was.
Well, that was kind of the pinnacle of the Disney animated movie.
When that was when they kind of made their comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really did.
Which was perfect, because that's when I was a kid.
Yeah, see, my oldest daughter, Stephanie, Little Mermaid is her, that's her thing. We went to Disneyland for her, after she graduated, for like her senior trip.
Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
Where, you know, all over the park are all the different characters. They're walking around, and we're seeing Snow White, and we're seeing Sleeping Beauty, and we're, you know, all the princesses and all the other. We saw Bert and Mary dance through the square, and we chased them. Bert, Mary, it's a jolly holiday with you. And wow. So then we're Stephanie. At the end of the day, Stephanie's like, we didn't get to see Ariel.
Oh man!
And then the parade happened. And she comes, and she's sitting on the top of this big float. And my daughter, my 18-year-old daughter, goes, Ariel, I've loved you my whole life. It was so – I almost cried. I was so moved. But I mean, I was hilarious and moving at the same time. It was the sweetest thing ever.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hello, Slello.
Hey, buddy. How are you today?
Hey, I think I don't know what happened with my childhood, but I've never seen like Snow White, Cinderella.
Oh man, but I gotta tell you, you just dropped down to two meow meow beans.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, what a dude!
I'm sorry, just happened.
Even I've seen Cinderella and Snow White. Come on, man, come on.
And then, dude, you know what? You guys are getting no meow meow beans for this morning's news. How's that?
What? Why?
Yeah, you, Mateo.
Why?
Yeah, forget, you know, later.
I gave you a warning. I gave everyone fair warning.
Oh, man. You made it worse. You made it worse.
Well, some would say that.
So we're going to put Mateo back to the one Meow Meow Beans?
Oh, man.
Last night's episode of Community
actually saw that. I was going to watch
did?
It. I didn't watch the whole episode, but I saw that part, and I was like, this alternate universe
it
where they went to with the
amazing.
Fives. I was like, dude, this is social commentary big
it
time.
Was amazing.
And I wanted to watch more of it, but Riley was up, and there was some things
it's
I didn't
good.
Want
yeah.
Riley
yeah.
to see. He's
yeah,
only
Meow
11.
Meow Beans. It was the new app for college, like
right.
how Facebook was for Harvard. This
and
was the new
And if you could
app.
Get five.
It was incredible.
I loved the part when the guy said, I can't get past three.
Yeah.
I need her. I need all the fives to vote for me to give me a four.
Yeah. It was so sad and true.
I'm going to have to go back and watch that one online.
Good social
This is another song from the Jungle Book. It's called I Want to Be Like You.
I feel like my kids would love this. So I'm sure inevitably, because it's out now, I'm going to end up having to watch it.
You're going to have to.
Well, it is Friday. We got to talk about some things that aren't Jungle Book related. It is Disney Flashback Friday. However, we have Sam Swanson. And I never know when you have to leave. Are you leaving early this morning?
I can stay for a little longer today.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Today's actually a day off for me.
Do we want to trap him right away?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No. I want to talk about one thing
first. You always make me nervous when you do
that. Oh, you're going to get trapped today, buddy. We got a good thing for you.
Yes.
It's not really a trap.
Oh, yes. Can we please talk about this?
Yes. Okay, so yesterday, my buddy Tim Skipper, singer of House Heroes, he retweeted something that it was kind of just going around on social media yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new application that will allow you to read novels in under, like, 90 minutes. It helps you read faster. It's called Spritz.
It's crazy.
Okay.
I read, how many, 500 words a minute?
500 words a minute.
I was reading 500 words a minute yesterday.
Wow.
Let me say it again. I was reading 500 words a minute yesterday.
That's incredible.
And here's I remember as a kid, I remember the speed reader infomercials where that guy would go with his hand.
Yeah,
right.
It was called Short Circuit. It was Johnny Five.
Number 25.
And he just flipped through the
number
book.
25.
Number
25.
Number 5. I wouldn't read like that.
Number 5 alive.
Sam, you can sound like him.
You can sound like Johnny?
That's a power,
Who's
Sam.
Johnny?
Who's Johnny?
But anyway, this is
I am standing
this
here
is
to be
crazy.
Myself.
I'm going to post a link to the website on our Facebook, because everybody, you got to check this out, man.
It's this crazy new technology that basically, according to this technology anyways. You know, when you read, what takes so long is your eye movement as it's scrolling back and forth. And so you're trying to read through a book or whatever. And so it's showing, you know, how quickly you normally read through things. And this technology that they're developing basically keeps one letter, like, constant, static, if you will, not unmoving, right in the middle, and that's your focus, and the words kind of expand around it, and it just kind of keeps pop, 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 word.
Wow.
And I couldn't believe, I had 100% comprehension rate at 500 words a minute on this crazy new technology.
That's crazy.
And they and if you can't catch it right away, they do have like different speeds, and it kind of speeds your brain up, because once your brain has sped up to that point, then it's just like brrr. Now when you try and say it out loud though, trying to say it out loud,
you can't do it, it starts at
yeah,
it starts at 250 and then it goes like 350 400 and then at 500 is the last one. And the one that's scrolling 500, it says if you relax, you'll be able to understand this better.
Yeah.
So as you're reading it, you start relaxing, and then you know every single word that's just flashing in front of you.
The goal is to get people to read entire novels in under 90 minutes.
Yeah.
An entire novel.
Wow.
Readers of the world are uniting and excited.
Yeah.
Or they're like,
this is incredible.
Because it's kind of, it's gone are the days, I guess, with this will be gone, the idea of reading a book. I have an iPad, but I still prefer the old-fashioned.
Me too.
I want to highlight it. I want to take it in. I want to read it.
And then, you know, even those reading apps like Kindle or on the iPad or whatever, you can highlight stuff, but it's not the same.
It's not.
Because, like, I'm highlighting stuff for research also, you know, in the books that I'm reading. And I'll go back, and I can approximately in the book itself – it was about this page. It's on this side of the page. I remember seeing it or whatever. But electronically, I can't flip through the pages. I have no idea where I was in the book. I don't know if it was this far in the book or this far in the book. But I do read some. What I do is novels.
Uh-huh.
Casual reading, I'll read electronically.
Okay.
Other stuff that I'm studying or that's just part of my trying to keep up with culture and stuff that I need to make reference back to.
Yeah.
Like a book like Not a Fan or those kind of books like that. I need the physical book so I can go back and look at it.
So what you know, it is 2014.
Yeah.
The Bible. I mean, nowadays it's more, I don't want to say popular. It's just, it's rarer to see a pastor from the pulpit with an actual physical Bible. More and more I'm seeing iPads.
Yeah, what I do is I take, my notes are on my iPad, but I carry my Bible with me.
Yeah,
my
so you
physical
have both.
Bible. I do both.
Okay.
Because I still, I don't. On the iPad, I'm sure there's a way to do it. If you imported the text of the scripture that you wanted to read into the text of your sermon, or your notes, then you could do that. Otherwise, you'll have to, you know, you got a home button back and forth.
Oh yeah.
Which that's a big pain. So I thought to make it easy, I just did it like I just replaced my paper notes with my electronic notes, and then I have my Bible in my hand because it also. As you notice, I use my hands a lot when I'm talking.
Yeah.
And
you've only knocked over coffee like six
twice.
Times in here.
It's only been twice.
We've only had to shampoo the carpet a couple
times. I know.
So.
I feel bad. My legacy, like everywhere else I've been, there's a stain on the carpet somewhere.
Yeah. There's a stain on the carpet.
Every janitor of every church I've ever served has a small marked off area where I had stained the carpet by spilling something. But if I hold my Bible, as I'm holding my Bible in my hand, I don't use that. Wave that hand around as much.
Yeah.
You know, it helps
Sam,
me also be.
We talked last week about, I don't know if we talked about it on air, but we talked about how every picture of you that gets posted to social media has your hands in the air like you're preaching.
It does.
That's true, man.
I know.
Every time somebody posts a picture of you, you have your hands in the air.
Yeah. I did.
Every time.
I found one guy, my youth pastor, Bill Connors at Eastern Hills here in the city. I was doing a training with his students last Wednesday, or a couple Wednesdays ago. It was a follow-up to the end of our retreat. And he happened to catch me one time with my hands down by my sides. They weren't spread out like this or, you know, doing some kind of wave thing. And I was like, finally, one picture of me.
And literally one. Because every other picture of Sam that gets retweeted or posted, he's got like a Bible in one hand.
Looks like I'm directing a choir.
You are the pinnacle of a Baptist preacher. You've got Bible in one hand, there's a coffee on the stand, and the other hand is up pointing at heaven or something.
The only thing I'm missing is the comb over.
Oh,
my hair is still mine, and I haven't done anything to it.
You'll get there.
Hopefully I won't.
Well, I was always nervous because I always heard when I was a kid, I don't know if this is a wives' tale.
Yeah.
I always heard like baseball caps. thin your hair out.
Somebody said that, and I've worn baseball
what?
Caps for years.
Yeah, I've always worn baseball caps.
It's heredity.
And I'm still waiting for...
It's more heredity.
Yeah, good. Yeah. I think it's your genetic makeup. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't wear makeup, son.
I
so
know.
There you go.
Thanks, Pops.
I don't put any makeup on my genetics.
Appreciate you handing down your sense of pride. About
coming
your-
up, man, we have got to talk about this. One, you got to get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Check out this new technology.
Yeah.
Allows you to read about 500 words per minute. It's really interesting.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
Just check it out.
Yeah. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. On the way, the Supreme Court ruled, and it was interesting.
We're going to talk about privacy.
Yes. Yes, we are. That's on the way on Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
When are we going to eat?
We?
Yeah, I'm starving.
Listen, kid, I hate to break it to you, but the dynamic duo is now the dynamic uno.
What do you mean?
Is this Oliver and Company?
Yep.
What I mean is, our partnership is here with Bizarre.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wait, you're not being
welcome
fair.
To the show.
Look at that sweet little cat. Kid.
Consider it a I never saw this.
It was pretty good. You never saw that? That was a
actually, yeah, I never saw this one either.
This was one of the ones that came out right before Disney went like.
Yeah, this is one of the ones. This is what some
it's
people.
It's Billy Joel, right?
Yeah, Billy Joel. And that's Joey Lawrence. The little cat is Joey Lawrence.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
This was one of the weaker ones. It's still a good Disney cartoon, a good story, but there were a couple of years there, a few years there, where their stuff was a little lean, and then they ramped it back up again.
Don't say the Black Cauldron, because that was one of my favorites. I loved that movie.
How has he seen the Black Cauldron and not seen the Jungle Book?
I didn't even have anything to say to that. I don't even know what to say.
Don't say the Black Cauldron!
You liked the Black Cauldron?
I loved that movie.
That came out when I was in college, and I took my wife to see. Well, she was my wife at the time, and
yeah.
we went on a movie date.
Yeah,
and we walked out of there going, "That was the freakiest thing I've ever."
Yes,
I had nightmares.
We need to go back and watch it.
I obviously had a very normal childhood. Yeah. My favorites were the Black Cauldron, Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland
just
is
a
awesome.
Very normal, yeah. You know.
Alice in Wonderland. Yeah,
I loved the Black Cauldron. I really did.
Did you really?
Yeah, I still have the like clamshell VHS version.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow!
What should I
yeah. Care? Yeah, that was one. That was not one on our list.
Yeah,
but I won't hold that against you.
That's okay. You're Baptist.
The Jungle
you
Book.
You guys
thing.
Are. I don't even think you guys were allowed to watch the Black Cauldron.
Oh,
so.
I went to watch. I was a rebel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa,
right.
Sam. Whoa.
Whoa,
Sam. Calm down.
I didn't like it, but I went to go see it.
You got your baseball hat on and your hands are raised. Calm down.
It's Friday. It is Team Awesome Morning Party now. We've got to talk about this.
Let's talk about it.
We're talking off air. Sam, you are a father.
Yes.
You have three daughters.
I have three daughters.
That's not all the kids you have.
I have two sons and three daughters.
Yes. Well, Massachusetts Supreme Court says it is okay to take upskirt photos.
Oh.
These are photos of, you know, where some perv takes their phone and tries to take a picture up the skirt
right.
of a female.
Right.
Well, apparently in Massachusetts, the state Supreme Court ruled that it's not illegal to snap these photos.
Upskirting, Sam
yeah.
Swan.
Yeah.
I guess Michael Robertson, who by late 2010 had established a creep shot routine, he'd ride public transportation, sit across from women wearing skirts, settle his phone down, and snap away.
Yeah.
After wow. one woman photographed him back, police set up a sting and caught him in the act of videoing a female who turned out to be a police officer. But a judge of the state Supreme Judicial Court ruled this week that he didn't violate the law. Legally, it essentially comes down to the fact the state charged him with photographing people without their consent, and therefore he shielded because while they were charging him with photographing nude people, but they weren't actually nude.
Right.
So they can't charge him with that.
Right.
And there isn't necessarily a law against taking photos in Massachusetts as there are in some other states. So.
Wow.
This made its way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court failed. Yeah. Well, I mean, they did their job, I guess.
Yeah. Now,
because according to the law,
right.
These are the law. Here's the law. So technically speaking, it becomes so technical. Is that like legalism in the church where it's just like line item A, B, and C, and this is what we adhere to strictly because this is exactly how it's phrased, so we have to go according to this.
Yeah, that might there might be a part of that. The thing about our judicial system also is that there's precedent that things are set on and not necessarily the law itself, but the interpretation of that law.
Okay.
So in some ways, it's not even a legalistic thing, but a judge's interpretation. At least this is the way I understand it. I'm not a lawyer. But because they'll say a precedent, that a precedent has been set. That's why they have all those law journals. They'll go and find some trial that's similar to the one that they're going through, and they'll find that, and then they'll mention that to the judge. And because a precedent has been set, that a judgment has been passed down that way. And I guess the only thing that would overturn that would be a constitutional. If that precedent was unconstitutional, determined by whomever, either I guess a state Supreme Court or even the U.S. Supreme Court. So I apparently the Supreme Court of Massachusetts is interpreting, saying, on the books of the state of Massachusetts, there is no law that says this, and what you've charged him with is this. If you would have charged him with something else, then you could probably persecute. Now, I think I saw a little bit of this on the news.
Probably, because it's been all over.
It's been all over, I'm sure.
Because people were freaking
out. And it seemed like to me that I heard as part. I didn't catch the whole report, but it seemed like that part of it. They said that now some lawmakers in Massachusetts are trying to figure out how to close the loophole.
They instituted a ban.
Yeah.
So even though it's technically legal according to the state constitution or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Goofy movie.
Oh, never saw it.
I want to throw up on you. So much.
Mateo and I have so much to teach you, Steve.
Turn this up. You need to hear this. This is more important than what we're talking about.
This song.
Never saw the
Goofy
movie.
What's the character's name that this
Powerline.
Powerline. Thank you. I couldn't remember. I know Powerline. My dad knows Powerline.
He's supposed to be like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Never saw it. Maybe we'll discover. Yeah, so anyways. Yeah. I'm going to write out a list of all the Disney movies.
Okay.
Thank you. That just derails. These Disney songs are derailing everything.
Yeah, turn this up. This is great. This is a great chorus. If we listen to each other's love, we'll find we're never too far apart. And maybe love is the reason why. The first time ever seen it. Eye to eye. Wow.
All right. Well, right now, Massachusetts is not seeing eye to eye with the Supreme
Court.
No,
they are not.
See what I did there?
Beautiful segue. You are a professional.
Man.
Yeah.
It just seems...
Yeah. I'm a little...
You're a father of three... You have three daughters.
I am.
How would you respond to a gentleman on a public transportation system that was taking photos upskirt of said daughters?
Of one of my daughters?
Yeah. You're a Baptist preacher, man, so you can't
well, be... No, and I don't have a concealed carry license either. I would hire somebody from the Baptist Mafia to take them out.
There's a Baptist Mafia?
Yeah, they're called the Deacons, obviously.
That's
who used to brush me out of the rooms when I was taking Kool-Aid from the pantries.
I'll teach you some scripture you can't refuse.
Oh, yeah, gosh.
See? How's that?
Oh, man.
Sam.
Wow. No.
You're going to tweet that later.
I am, because that's one of my favorite lines. I use that one often.
Gosh.
I would be terribly disturbed by that, and I would be very angry, and I would have to be very careful about what I would say in a public setting until I was able to kind of have control over that, because that, to me, is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's funny to me what Supreme Courts around the nation, each state Supreme Court, and even sometimes our own U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah.
How some of the decisions that they make that I'm shaking my head. I'm going like, really?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah.
It is interesting. And a little follow-up to it, because they did rule that, according to the Supreme Court, it was legal. But now Massachusetts as a state is racing to ban it. So I guess even though it's legal, they want to put up a ban that says, hey, you can't do this. Because I guess the whole reason why it was legal is because the judge said that it technically they weren't let me see how I'm trying to remember how he phrased it. Since it would have been illegal if they would have been revealing
anything,
purposely revealing themselves.
Right.
But since they weren't, since they were. I know it's crazy.
It's just crazy what he said. Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so it says Massachusetts's legislature quickly worked to pass a law making taking photos up another's person's skirt in public illegal after the state's high court ruled that the so-called upskirt photos could be legally taken under current state law.
Yeah.
And now people are saying that's sexual harassment. That's total invasion of privacy.
There's all kinds of ways it can be prosecuted without having that specific law. So that's why that's why I'm saying the state Supreme Court.
Massachusetts Supreme Court sounds like my children. Because I'll say one thing. It's like, okay, guys, gotta get ready for bed. Well, wait. Technically, you said at 7:30.
Yeah.
It is 7:27.
Yes.
I still have 3 minutes. Right. Because you said.
You said.
They're like, take your word. They are wordsmiths.
They have been to.
Gosh.
Toddler law school. Yeah. It's,
they have.
It is unreal how well children can, like. Yeah. I just want to. I don't know if I want to, like, ban that from my children's life or just cultivate that in him so that he becomes the greatest lawyer in the world.
Absolutely.
And Jack is the best at it.
When he passes the bar, I might need an attorney someday. So I want to make sure that he and
really
Jack and I are buddies. You know that after daylight savings time and it's light for longer or later, according to the clock anyway.
Yeah.
We used to have the hardest time with Riley. You know, it's 9 o'clock and it's sunshine.
Yeah.
Riley, it's bedtime. But it's daylight.
Right.
We don't go to bed at daylight.
We don't go to bed at daylight.
Okay, so let me rephrase this.
Right. Right.
If you don't go to bed right now, we can't be responsible for what happens to you. It is bedtime. I don't care if the sun is shining.
Yeah.
When your father says it is bedtime, and it never scared him. So when Brenda would say, Riley, go to bed, he'd get up and go to bed.
Wow.
Brenda's the boss.
You have to lay it out very clearly.
Yeah, and explain everything.
You have to explain everything.
Yes.
You have to say what you mean and mean what you say.
Yes.
It does keep you on your toes because there have been plenty of times where I have made hollow threats.
Yes. Yes.
And my wife has said, you said that if they didn't, you know, take care of this or do that, that you were going to throw this away or you were going to do something. And then in turn, I'm going, that was a $30 toy.
Yeah.
Why did I say that?
You said.
You have to let your yes be yes and your no be
that's
no.
Right.
And then I'm
that's
going,
the toughest
and
thing.
And then I'm looking at it, but I liked this toy.
Yes.
Why couldn't you just pick it up, son?
Right.
Why did you do
it
this?
It is because
to me?
Of you that we
you
don't
do.
Have any good toys in our house anymore.
It's you all really your fault. You really have to constantly. So it's like, it's unreal. Anyways.
So, and speaking of that, like, you have to be so. Descriptive and cover dot every I and cross every T.
Yes.
And that's an example of what happened. This is a quote from the court. A female passenger on an MBTA, I guess that's the Massachusetts Transit, whatever, trolley, who is wearing a skirt, dress, or the like covering these parts of her body, is not a person who is partially nude. No matter what is or is not underneath the skirt by way of underwear or other clothing. That's what the court said. So prosecutors in the case argued that the state's statutes could be interpreted to include upskirt photos, but the defense argued that the laws only cover people who are nude or partially nude, and that the woman in question did not have a reasonable expectation of privacy on the subway. Following the ruling, lawmakers began work on legislation that they said would account for new technologies unlike the current law.
And what was that part about she didn't have an expectation of...
Yeah, a reasonable expectation of
privacy. Privacy on the subway or on the trolley? That's ridiculous.
I guess because she had a skirt on. And
she's in public.
Yeah.
It's a
that's
wonder
still...
why we think of public defenders the way that we do.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah.
That, because
in fact, that music you're playing
attorneys,
is appropriate.
Yeah. Prosecution, like, we get and we watch whatever the TV show is, whether it's The Good Wife, any lawyer show.
Yeah.
The defendant, like, anytime you're the lawyer who is defending the scumbag,
you always become the bad
you
guy.
You are the bad guy on the television show.
Yes.
So you need to rethink your life.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's an unbelievable ruling from the Massachusetts State Supreme
it's
Court.
It's pretty, it's interesting.
Yeah.
We'll keep track of all that. Coming up, we've got some general ghosts for you. We're going to move on.
We're
going to seg into some lighter fare, if you will.
We need to.
It's the 8 o'clock hour around the corner, so let's make it happen. It's Friday.
It's Friday. Guys, we posted a thing on our Facebook before we got into all this upskirt talk.
Yeah.
About this new app that you can get that will help you read faster. And people are going on our Facebook, they're clicking the link, and they're trying it out. And they're like, oh my gosh. So if you are to where you can get on Facebook, click that link and just go try this thing out. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's this new technology. Well, I want to know how fast you can read. Also, you know what we need to do in the 8 o'clock hour?
What?
It's honor. What is it? Honor your middle name day
or something?
Oh, yeah.
Champion your middle name.
Did you guys already share your middle name?
Yeah. We did.
Yeah.
What is yours?
It was
a whole
Thomas
hour ago.
And yours? Oh, that's right.
Michael.
Somebody in my house wanted to know yours, and so I texted you the other night. Michael. Mine is Douglas.
Douglas. Dougie
it was
Doug,
almost
Mikey
Thomas.
And Tommy.
I miss Doug the intern. Guys, listen to my name real quick. Matthew.
Uh-huh.
Tax collector. Nobody trusted him.
Uh-huh.
Thomas. Doubter. Mm-hmm. Didn't trust Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Lot.
Oh.
He lost his wife.
Lost his wife. Didn't want to leave. Wanted to hang out in Sodom.
You are truly a biblical person.
Yeah, truly.
Dude, whatever.
Biblical.
When I was a kid, my mom would say, "You're Stephen. You're named after the first guy who was killed for Jesus."
See,
I was like, okay, you don't tell a 7-year old that they're named after a dude who got
the first
murdered.
Martyr.
Yes.
You are the first martyr.
Because you don't hear how wonderful the story is when you're 7.
Yeah.
You hear you were named after a dude who was murdered by people throwing rocks at him till he was dead.
Yes, and when you get older, you understand differently.
Yeah.
But,
you know.
My parents,
that's a little crazy.
They just headed it off at the pass, and they were like, well, he's probably going to get a little disillusioned later, so... I'll just go ahead and...
Matthew Thomas.
No expectations.
Tax collector doubting guy.
No expectations. You got
Hopefully he'll come around by the time he hits the last name, because that guy at least was faithful.
Or somebody's going to get turned into salt, Dawn.
Yeah, tell Dawn.
Oh, man.
Tell Dawn not to turn around.
Yeah.
Dawn, no!
Yep. All right, on the way back, some General Ghost, as we promised, and more of this year's show. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Good morning!
Good morning.
It is Flashback Friday. We're going Disney movies.
We're going straight Disney on ya.
By we, Stever picks these.
Mm. But I really enjoy this
You're stoked.
Yes.
I can't, and I know Sam Swan's over there. He's with me on this song.
Yes. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Yes.
And I found out this is Celeste's movie.
Yes.
This
Celeste
is
loves this movie. That's right.
I think I've seen this once. I think I have seen this one.
You know, I had... Netflix started putting up all the Disney movies. And so before we moved out here, we didn't have cable again.
Yeah.
So I would just be sitting at home, and I would just watch Disney movies.
Yeah.
Anytime. And so I rewatched Mulan. I remember hating it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I watched it, and I was like, this movie's actually pretty good.
It is. There's a good story.
It's got a
good
great
story. And there's
story.
Some funny line. Eddie Murphy playing the part of the...
Mushu.
Oh, my gosh.
Mushu the dragon.
Curses on your cow.
I do not remember it. I'm the worst Disney fan in the world.
Well, it's because I have 5 kids, and so when all these movies came out, I was watching all these movies with my children. And then, of course, we took them to theater, and then we'd buy it when it would come out back in those days, VHS, and now we've had to upgrade everything to DVD. Now we've got to upgrade everything to Blu-ray. Who knows what we're going to have to upgrade next time? So that's why I know all these movies and enjoy them.
Yes,
it is. It's good stuff.
It is. This Mulan's a good movie.
And you know, we want to make a man out of all you listeners out there.
That's right.
So we're about to have a contest where you can win Lady Lobo's tickets. It makes sense on
They're
some plane of
San
existence.
San Diego State, bro. It's
because
a big deal.
Because it takes a man to cheer for women's basketball.
Oh. Booyah. It also takes a man to sit through it.
It's tonight.
I'm kidding.
My
I'm terrible at all sports.
Fight you.
Any terrible other... at all sports.
Chrissy played high school ball.
She did. Oh, yeah.
She played
for
Hope.
She really so, did. She really?
Yeah, she did. They went
she
to
might
state.
Have, she might have played
Lost
during the same
pit.
Time of one of my kids when I was a youth pastor at Sandia. Was
really?
It would have been about that same era because one of the kids in my group was a friend of yours.
Yeah.
I mean, you know Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, they went to state.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Hope had back in those days. Hope had, and they still have good basketball. But back then they had really, really, really good basketball.
Yeah, my wife was on the team.
Sweet. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Lady Lobos taking on San Diego State University tonight at the Pit. We have a pair of tickets and a parking pass.
Nice.
Oh, the parking pass.
Which is a hot commodity. That's
I was gonna say
gold.
The parking pass is worth the whole contest.
And
the
so
tickets are great.
Meow, meow.
That's a
five meow,
five
meow,
meow
beans. Today, Dawn, listen, you can't text me right now. So it's Champion Your Middle Name Day or
it
whatever.
It is.
So what we want to do is we want to give away some Lady Lobos tickets to the listener, the person who calls in and has the best middle name.
How are we going to verify this?
We will decide. Actually, we're going to let Sam decide.
So that we don't get in trouble.
That's right.
When listeners are like, hey.
Put it off on the Baptist.
That's all right. We can take the heat.
There you go.
How about this? Everybody's got a unique name. So we can't judge according to name. How about we judge according to best middle name story? How'd you get your middle name?
Okay.
Because it seems like middle names always have a crazy reason.
Who you're named
because
after.
Because you don't want to name your kid after this, so the first name's usually something out, and then the middle name is like something sacred named after this person who died.
Right. Rhino, call in now.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
What's up, dude?
What's happening?
How you doing, Sammy?
I'm well. Shane, how are you, bro?
I'm doing real well, man. Thanks. Yeah. Dude, my middle name is Hue, but it's H-U-E, like the hue of color.
Okay.
Oh.
And that's it's a traditional name. It was handed down when my dad came from a planet called Krypton, and I don't know if you're okay. Familiar with that. You know, he was a superhero, and
Shane.
No, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm going a little overboard with like trying to make my name cool.
This sounds like the plot of Superman.
Yeah, I can't confirm or deny that allegation right now. But
you need to lawyer up,
legit,
buddy.
This is legit.
Amazing.
No, but seriously, it's just that in our family, the firstborn male gets that as a middle name. It's been passed down for multiple generations, so I'm glad to have it. I was embarrassed of it like crazy when I was little, but I've come to appreciate it.
All right.
Cool. Okay.
I like that.
That's my middle name, man. Hey, listen, you guys, you have a great day.
You
had a great weekend.
All right.
Thank you.
Love you. Later.
Shane.
Static.
Hey there, I've got a middle name story for you.
Okay.
So the way I got my middle name was... when I was born, they thought I was going to be a boy, but I was a girl. Hold on.
What? Wait, sorry. I'm trying to remember the story
now.
Well, I'm setting my door because my radio's
I want to say it just like I wrote it down.
Somebody's making it up.
So anyway, so they thought I was going to be a boy, so they had my name planned. But I was born, and I was actually a girl, so they were my parents were fighting over what my first name was going to be.
Yeah. Okay.
So my mom decided to give me a variation of her maiden name, so my middle name is Howdeki.
Howdeki?
Howdeki
a car?
Not like a car, like Howdeki. It's spelled like J-A-U-R-E-Q-U-I.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Howdeki.
Yeah, and so she just changed a letter in there. She changed the pronunciation of her maiden name. So that was my middle name, and I actually had it before my first name, but it was intended to be my middle name.
Wow. No. You have to hang on the line because it's the most unique middle name.
It's definitely
heard.
The most confusing middle name story.
And it's the most uniquely spelled middle name.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's incredible.
All right, hang on the line. We got a contender.
Oh,
that's
my
a contender.
God. That's a contender.
That's, yeah.
That's a contender.
Definitely.
Static!
Yeah, my middle name is actually Eric, but it's spelled differently. It's A-R-I-C. And basically, I thought mine was kind of cool because my dad's name means... Prince, and then his middle name is King, and then my first name is Ryan, and it means little prince, and then my middle name means little king, so I was kind of named after that. I just thought that was kind of cool. I thought I'd share that with you guys.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Little prince, little king.
Is that Rhino? It's not Rhino.
No, not Rhino.
No. No, Ryan's middle name is Ryan.
Oh, really?
His first name is
We've
Samuel.
We've lied to you this whole time?
No, his first name is Samuel. Yeah.
Sam, you've been named after who?
Ryan.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I almost told you.
I meant Samuel.
The
biblical
hero, dude. Samuel after the Bible.
Thanks
yeah.
for the
thank you.
The call. Wait, no. Same named after the Bible? Really? Not named after
Pops?
No,
he's named after Dad.
Okay.
Yeah, he's named after his father.
My middle name is Thomas, and my dad's middle name was Thomas.
Yeah,
oh, there you go.
My first and middle name are middle names. My father's name is Larry Steven.
Uh-huh.
His brother's name is David Michael, so they took my dad and his brother's middle names, and my name is Stephen Michael.
That's a great idea.
My dad and his brother's middle names.
Yeah.
The phone lines are
they
blowing up.
They obviously couldn't think of anything, because they thought I was going to be a girl, and I think it was going to be Stephanie or something that starts with an S. Yeah. Static!
My middle name is Jay.
No, it is not. TJ, is it really just TJ? Because no, that'd be kind of impressive.
My parents like the name TJ, so they tried to fit where it fit in. It's Thomas Jordan.
Oh, okay.
Doubting Thomas and the Jordan River.
Bless.
Wow.
I wish people would just pull the trigger and just name them initials. Yeah. I actually know somebody whose name was JD, and his name was JD.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
They were going to do just TJ, but everyone kept telling them that was stupid, so they
gave
felt
in.
Bad, so they gave me a name.
Were you named after TJ Hooker?
No.
Okay.
TJ Trout.
TJ Trout.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
TJ, you,
it's even worse,
you
man.
Are the golden child.
At least TJ Hooker was Shatner, and William he was cool.
Shatner.
Was he a detective, right?
He was a cop. He was an L.A. cop.
Yeah.
And
sorry,
what's her name was his partner.
That's all right.
Have a great day, buddy.
Thanks, man.
You too.
All right. Bye.
I still feel like line two with
I think she's...
Let's give one more person a try.
Yeah.
One more person to try. If you can't beat... The other, the number one contender.
Name the name.
Her name is like Hermione or something.
Hodaki.
Yeah, Hodaki.
Hodaki Akar.
That's how Hodaki. I remembered it was because Hodaki. You said that. Meaning no disrespect to her at all.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It is, what is it, champion your middle
What's
name?
What's it like being named after a beer? Heineken? Is that what,
no,
is
her
that
name's
what
not,
she?
No, her name's not Heineken.
Heineken?
No, it's not Heineken.
Heineken.
No, Hodaki.
Heineken. Got
Hodaki.
It. Got it.
It's, well, this guy was named after one. He just doesn't know yet. Samuel Adams.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, first he was a patriot.
Ah, yes.
And then he made beer.
All that morning show do is talk about beer.
He was the cousin of John Adams, the president.
Ah, yes. And it was like, he's the president. What am I going to do with my life? I want people to like me.
I'm going to make beer.
Okay.
More accurately, a Boston lager. Not that I know anything about that.
Sam?
I just watched the commercials.
You're Baptist.
Sam?
You're not even allowed to look at that.
No, I have to mute the commercials when they come on.
Yeah, I'm about to raise my arms up.
Static.
Hi. So my middle name is Thunder.
Liar!
Oh, it's true.
Your middle name is Thunder?
My middle name is Thunder, yeah.
I need to know the story.
I do.
We need a story.
So, My parents are kind of hippies. I have a...
What?
No, just my... my dad wanted to make sure that I had a name that people could remember, and as far as, like, the impression that I would make on people, he thought I would make a difference in the world, and so he's like, I want you to have a name that, you know, people will remember and hear you by. Sometimes when I was in middle school, I'd kick kids, and I'd say, you've been thunderstruck.
Wow.
And what's your first name?
My first name's Micah.
Gosh, I wish it was Lightning.
Micah Thunder.
Micah Thunder.
Well, Micah Thunder.
Thunder always comes after Thunder, yeah.
Man.
Wow. Could you go?
That's
Gosh,
pretty good.
Thunder's pretty good. You got to hang on the
Thunder
line.
And Heineken. That's awesome. Hey,
man.
He just reminded me, and you guys are all lucky that this was a kid. A friend of mine in Birmingham, Alabama, his name's Andrew, he went to college with me and Dave and Coon.
If his middle name's Danger, I'm going to be so mad.
He lives with a couple who named their son something Danger something. His middle name is Danger.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when he gets
so
to college.
Hard. I tried so hard.
When he gets to college, that kid's going to be like, baby, Danger's my middle name.
Yeah, I know.
That's right.
I've met a few different people who have actually been able to convince their wife to pull that trigger. And I tried so hard.
I know.
Danger would have been cool. Yes. All
right, so what's it going to be, guys? Is it going to be Hodaki or is it going to be Thunder?
How many tickets do we have?
We only have a pair of tickets,
one
and that'd
pair?
Be weird.
We have
like,
one
We'll
pair.
Give you each a ticket.
We'll give you each one. And
you never know.
Is there something else we could give away to the runner-up?
Yeah, okay, so who wins?
Well, I want to say that Thunder is cooler, but then I remember that Heineken's been on the line for 20 minutes. So,
and it's not Heineken.
It's Hodaki.
Hodaki.
Oh, man. It is Champion Your Middle Name Day. Whether you win or lose, we just want to hear your story.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
And one of the classes like that was a long scholar.
Yeah. What are you supposed to do? Kill Mufasa?
Precisely.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Disney edition. I know that your powers are it's Flashback Friday.
Oh, that's Jeremy Irons right there.
Yeah, it is. Who is going to be playing Alfred in the new Batman Superman movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
He was cast as a new Alfred. And it, before, it was like, no one will ever be Michael Caine. Then it was like, I don't know, it's pretty good.
If you're gonna pick somebody to beat Michael Caine, Jeremy Irons is the guy.
Probably physically, actually, because he just seems like even at his age, he could probably take you out. Did you see Die Hard with the Vengeance?
He does seem to be an imposing presence.
Yeah, yeah. Woo! So, speaking of old.
Yeah.
I found this list, courtesy of your bride.
Yeah. Dawn, thank you for posting this on your Facebook.
Yeah, and it was crazy.
I'm having fun watching him.
I know.
Do choreography to the.
You know the saying people say.
It's interpretive movement.
Yes, it is.
Man, that is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, actually, you could say that. Man, that's the greatest thing since Betty White.
Really?
Because as it turns out, Betty White is older than sliced bread.
You're kidding?
No, I'm not. Sliced bread was introduced in 1928 by inventor Otto Frederick Rawieder. Before this moment, bread was sold in whole loaves. Bakers didn't really trust sliced bread. They didn't think it could stay fresh.
Ah.
That was 1928 when sliced bread came about. Betty White was born in 1922.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah. So she was 6 years old when sliced bread came out.
Yeah.
She recently celebrated her 92nd birthday. So
she truly is a classic.
Yeah. Yeah. So I found this list, and it's pretty incredible as far as time goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Some things that just boggle the mind.
Yeah. The one about Italy, I just remembered.
Yes. I got the list.
Okay.
I got the list.
Okay.
So Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We can post a list to our Facebook page.
We shall.
Also, when you get there, it's Champion Your Middle Name Day. Yes. We want to know what your middle name is, if you've got a cool story behind it. Who knows? Maybe we'll give something away on Facebook to the coolest story. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Sorry. I'm not laughing at you, Steve. I am just laughing. I just saw a bit of choreography that I will never be able to unsee.
Good.
Was it the hyenas doing the la-las?
That's my witness.
That's his. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
How about this one? Harvard was established in 1636. It was actually founded before calculus was even invented.
That's crazy.
Harvard has been around longer than calculus.
Well, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. The last time we talked about this, off the air this morning. Last time the Chicago Cubs won a World Series, and I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry.
Why do you want to beat
there
me
are
down
a few.
Like
there's
that.
A few things, actually.
You don't have to. I can tell you when they won their last
They
World
won
Series.
The World Series before sliced bread
yes.
was invented. Actually, the Ottoman Empire still existed.
Yes.
When the Chicago Cubs were champs, if you will.
1908 was the last one. 1907 was their first one. They were the first Major League team to win back-to-back World Series, by the way.
Yeah.
Of course, there had only been seven.
Little did they know they were selling their souls for that, and the team would never, ever again return. I'm sorry, man.
Someday, bro.
No, just give it up.
Their last appearance was 1945. So what? Besides the Ottoman Empire, what else was there before?
Well, 1908.
So think about that.
So the Titanic came after. We know that because that was 1912. The sinking of the Titanic. So your team sank before the Titanic.
They were the original Titanic.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
When I think about the Cubs, I think about that moment in Back to the Future Part 2 where he's like, I wish I could go back and put some money on the Cubbies.
Right, right. Which is funny because in 2003, it was a team from Florida that kept the Cubs from going back to the World Series. So it's ironic and mean and vicious.
Yeah.
And
I'm sorry, man.
I've got to stop.
Someday.
If you're cruising around on Facebook, I just posted this list. It's 25 mind-blowing facts that will change everything you know about time. Maybe not. But it is pretty interesting.
When did women get the vote in America?
Oh, gosh.
My U.S. history.
It's like 1920 or 1921.
Yeah. So the Cubs could lose a World Series before women could vote.
Gosh. Man. Yeah, your team sucks, man. I'm sorry.
And what's funny is when I tell crowds of students I'm a Cub fan, you know, because I'm using it as an illustration about the underdog and perseverance and things like that.
Yeah,
and they always boo, and I'm like, why are you hating? They are no threat to anybody.
Anyway.
Yeah.
At all.
Except maybe the Astros.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just had to You know, when you feel bad about yourself,
in the AL West, I'm totally okay.
When
with
you
that.
Feel bad about yourself, you have to pick on somebody else to make yourself feel good. Yeah. So that's what the Cub fans
pick
do.
Pick on someone else.
They're going to be in last place for a very long time. I feel.
Yeah, it's a hard.
So sorry.
That was
we have a really good friend who's an Astros fan.
It
from
was
Houston,
a tough division to put them in.
Yeah. So
talk about go to that one about Italy because
I want to hear this.
This one really blew my mind. I had no idea.
There's a ton. We'll get to some of these because it's just. Wow, it's crazy. Gosh, dude, I'm like trying to scroll on my phone. I apologize.
Yeah, it's cool. There,
it's a weird article.
It's interesting. Go to our Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Yeah.
We posted it up. There's a picture of whoever it was. Who played Cleopatra in the old movie?
Elizabeth Taylor.
Yes, Elizabeth Taylor playing Cleopatra. And it's really... I don't know.
I'm trying really hard to get there. Okay, I'm just going to scroll through. Okay.
Scroll through.
The pyramids were built in the time of woolly mammoths, if that's interesting to you.
That is
The last woolly mammoth died out around 1700 BC. In Egypt, the pyramids of Giza were built around 4,000 years ago, so there have been claims that, woolly mammoth was still around when the pyramids were. Yeah. How about this? The fax machine was invented the same year as the Oregon Trail migration. So while people were, like, migrating, rocking this Oregon Trail, the fax machine was being invented somewhere else.
Really?
Isn't that crazy to think about?
How did that happen?
Right. The first fax machine was invented in 1843 by a Scottish mechanic named Alexander Bain. The early model used a combination of synchronized pendulums, electric probes, and electrochemically sensitive paper to scan documents and send the information over a series of wires to be reproduced.
Wow.
Yeah. That's going on in the UK, and over here we're like, let's get the wagon.
Westward ho.
Yeah.
Johnny's got cholera.
How about this one? Tiffany & Company, right?
Uh-huh.
We all know Tiffany's, the jewelry store.
Yeah.
Tiffany was founded before Italy was a country.
That's what blew my mind. Because I didn't know, when did Italy become a country?
Yes.
Yeah.
When?
It's looking in 1861, General Giuseppe Garibaldi, he led a successful campaign to gather the various city-states and bring them under one nation. 1861.
I had no idea.
Charles Lewis Tiffany and John B. Young founded Tiffany and Young in 1837. It became Tiffany and Company in 1853, 8 years before Italy became a country.
Wow.
And then there's some, like, presupposing scientific theories are correct. So, if you're young Earth, you're not going to agree with this. But if the history of Earth were compressed to a single year,
okay,
modern humans would appear on December 31st at about 11 p.m.
Really?
Yeah.
How about this one? Macy's. Macy's was founded in 1858, also before Italy became a country.
Wow.
So Macy's is older than Italy.
What about the parade? When did the parade start?
The parade started in 1794.
This one will blow your mind because I feel like a lot of us were... I was not born yet for this film. I came shortly thereafter.
Okay.
However...
I saw this in
1977... Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, released in theaters.
It was the greatest day of my life.
And at that time, when Star Wars released, France was still using the guillotine.
I didn't know that.
Last time the guillotine was used as a form of execution in France was in 1977.
That's crazy.
It lasted about 2 centuries. Of course, the first Star Wars film also released in 1977, a few months before the final execution. So, Star Wars came out before France stopped using the guillotine.
That's crazy. I saw that movie in the theaters. I thought it was the greatest movie I had ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Okay, how about this one? This one will rock your world.
Let me get
Speaking
rocked.
Of the French... The Eiffel Tower was completed in 1889.
Okay.
That was the same year Nintendo was founded, and the same year Van Gogh painted the Starry Night. So
Wait.
The same year Nintendo was founded.
Founded?
And Van Gogh painted the Starry Night, the Eiffel Tower. So the Eiffel Tower was finished, Nintendo was founded, and Van Gogh painted
what
the Starry
year was
Night
it?
In 1889.
Nintendo was founded in 1889!
My
goodness.
What were they doing?
I don't know. But it had to have something to do.
Were they making, like, cool-looking abacuses or something? What were they doing?
That's crazy.
This abacus is red.
Man. Yeah.
It's fashionable. Yeah. Hey, you turn up my Disney over
No,
there.
Never.
Turn it up. I got a good one.
I've got another another sound effect I got to use for this next one.
Oh, good grief.
Just talking about things that we found online that are blowing our minds. John Tyler was was America's 10th president.
Okay.
He served in 1841 to 1845, okay? That's a long time ago.
Yes.
Two of President John Tyler's grandsons are still alive.
What?
You're kidding.
Two of our 10th president's grandsons.
Grandsons.
Are still alive. Not great grandsons.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Grandsons.
We should ask them what it was like back in the day.
Yeah. New York Magazine even interviewed one of the grandsons. As of last year, both Lion Gardner Tyler Jr. and Harrison Tyler, they're still only in their 80s.
Wow.
They're in their 80s.
How does that work?
Two of the 10th president's grandchildren still alive. Serving from 1841 to 1845. You got to check out this list. We posted
it
on our Facebook page. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know what to say to that.
That's kind of what we were doing last night on the couch.
My mom, I'm just
Chrissy
blown
would
away.
Read one, and our only response was like, wow.
I know. I feel like I've said just now within the last 10 minutes, I feel like I've said, that's crazy. I can't hear anything else more crazy. And then you say something else. I'm like, wait, no. That's crazy.
I'll tell you what's crazy.
Huh.
Nintendo? Mitch has a supporter that's calling us out on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
She said, I'm pretty sure Mitch already talked about this story weeks ago.
You know what,
but
Patty?
But you know what, Patty? Mitch isn't on this list saying that she talked about it before we did. So I don't think that's
it's
true
not
history.
On the list. Number 26, Mitch on Middays with Mitch talked about this 2 weeks before it was even incepted in the morning show's mind.
But see, the other thing is, isn't there...
What?
Aren't those two different crowds?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's
the Middays and the morning show.
Well, it looks like they're... Well, Patty's obviously tuning in a little early, getting ready for Mitch's show.
Yeah.
So... Thank you for tuning in a little early.
Oh, man.
No, I appreciate it. I'm happy.
No, that's good.
But now I feel dumb because we're playing catch up.
Gosh.
And I'm just the guest, so I don't feel near as dumb as you guys do.
That just shows how on the ball Mitch is.
Yeah.
Or how much she's on Facebook.
Back to the Future.
Yeah, there you go.
If you want to check out the list, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
It is the power of love.
You can check out our post or the one that Mitch did weeks ago because she's cooler than us. Gosh, I'm going to go fight her to the death right now. So.
I'm afraid you're just too darn loud. You're going to have to turn.
I'm afraid you're just too darn loud. On the way, we got some number one gun. Andrew, 9 o'clock hour. You hanging out or you got to roll?
I can hang out for a little while.
All right. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico and Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static Radio.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. We're having an incredible conversation off air, and it was like, oh, the show's
starting.
Wait a minute.
We got to be back on air. I'm just the guest. I don't know.
Sam, keep us accountable.
Hey, it's time to be on air.
Thank you.
We had a great rebuke.
Oh,
in the 8 o'clock hour, we were talking about this history lesson, if you will.
Mm. And then we posted it
on Facebook.
Yeah,
facebook.com/mystaticradio. Well, Patty says that our dear friend Mitch, who does middays, covered this weeks ago. And we figured it must be because she's a midday listener.
Right.
And she said, actually, the truth is she listens to Static Radio all day, unlike us.
Yes. She kind of put us in our Facebook
schooled
place. Yes.
Love it. Love it.
Wait, Patty said that?
Yeah, Patty's awesome.
Dang, Patty.
I kind of feel like I'd like to meet her. She seems like she's a character to hang around with.
Well, she,
Do you guys know her outside of the radio?
I do. Yeah. Her husband is the U of the Assemblies of God.
Oh, cool.
So, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Her husband is I guess that's how you say that, right?
Yes.
Because you're kind of like, for those that don't know, you work with the Baptist Convention, the New Mexico, I don't even know the order.
Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah.
BCNM.
BCNM.
And you are you like you oversee the youth?
I don't oversee.
You're like the youth
I'm
guy.
I'm a resource and encouragement to the local churches who cooperate with us, and we call ourselves the Baptist. All those churches that cooperate in this, our Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Okay.
And so I don't oversee. I don't tell them what to do. I don't make any.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they call me for consultation in student ministry, and I have resources that I can pass their way. Like, for example, tomorrow I'm going to little tiny Daddle, New Mexico.
Daddle?
Daddle. D-A-T-I-L. Yeah, it's a little west of Socorro, a little southwest of Socorro. If you go on your way to get to Glenwood from here, from Albuquerque, you go through Daddle.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm going to meet with some youth workers in that part of the state. They're going to gather at the Daddle Baptist Church, and we're going to talk about student ministry in their context.
All right.
So I just come alongside and help them out and encourage them and give them some resources. And there's a lot of putting my arm around them and saying,
"Yeah,
hang in there. It's tough." Because they're not paid youth folks. They're volunteer folks. Most of the churches most of the Baptist churches in the state of New Mexico don't have the resources to have a guy on staff as they can barely afford to pay their pastor a lot of places.
Right, right. So, no, I got you.
So that's what I do. And so I just, to make my, to explain it to people, I just tell them I'm the state youth guy.
Yeah.
So that means I help encourage and do whatever we can do student ministry, middle school and high school. And so that's what I do. So, and I don't know what the Assemblies guy is, what his exact title, but I would imagine
I like
he would do
similar.
Some of that same stuff. Absolutely.
Yeah, because every time you're off doing your summer stuff at Lone Tree, he's off doing his summer stuff in Ruido. So
I go to Lone Tree once in a while, and we've got our three camps I'm in charge of in the summer and our conference. And so
her
it's
husband's
pretty cool.
Pretty rad.
So much responsibility.
I'd like
he's
to
like
meet
you
him.
Too, because he's actually, you're a runner. He's a biker guy.
Sweet.
Like he rides his little bicycle, and he's always got like the, you guys both rock spandex. You should hang out.
I do not rock spandex. Spandex.
Sam, you come in here wearing spandex every Friday.
You
I don't want to hear it.
I know, but it's because I'm on the radio.
Man.
If I was out where people could see me, I would.
No, they can hear it. They hear
it
the
is.
Spandex.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My thighs rubbing together, it starts a fire.
Oh, man.
Call the fire department. He's taking a run.
Weird.
He's running. Yeah, that's a strange turn we took there, but I'm glad to go with it.
So let's talk youth for a minute. We posted this video on Thursday. On our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio, and I've watched it a handful of times, and I don't think I cry less. I just saw it again. I just saw it again, and I had to turn away again. It's a great video, and it actually, I believe it's from the 90s, from an old daytime talk show, but it features this child who's getting boot camped, if you will, 10 years old, and this drill instructor's yelling at him. You got to go see the video, because it's really...
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a solid reminder as a dad of the role and responsibility we have, but for youth leaders, for mentors, for anyone in that type of position, we are all in some way in that type of position where it's a co-worker's child or if there's a child in your life in any way, shape, or form. Children are going to emulate you.
Yeah.
We're actually teaching Jack and Luke this last night because at the dinner table, I don't even remember what happened, Jack or Luke. Somebody did something that was not funny.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Hey, man, you're doing this in front of your one-year-old brother, and he thinks you're the freaking coolest dude in the universe, and he's going to emulate you." 7 seconds later, Teo did something that they thought was funny, and verbatim, Brody copied it.
Brody did.
And it was like, this is what we're talking about. Instantly.
Yeah.
And so children will emulate what they see because they want to be just like you.
Right.
Even if you're not the father figure, if you're not, it doesn't matter. If you're older, they see that and they just want to kind of emulate that, copy that. Well, we watched this video that just kind of broke our hearts because there's so many people in this city, in the state, and around the world that are from broken homes, It was just a solid reminder of the responsibilities we have. But it got us talking about that off the air and the way that how we shepherd that, how we can cultivate little people hearts.
Right, yeah.
And how we do that. So for those at this point, in the 9 o'clock hour, usually it's more parents listening anyways or people at work. What can we do? Because obviously you work with the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Right.
You're helping. Your role is to help youth leaders
to
grow their students. And I know at times it can be scary, especially in the teen years, because that seems to be the rebellious years.
How do you handle that? How do you tackle that?
Yeah, one of the things that I try to encourage the adults that I work with and the parents is to reassure them, first of all, it's not unique to you that a student that you're involved with, whether it's your own child or whether the one you're working with in your ministry is having some, whether it's a mild rebellion or and whatever you want to call it, whether it's a mild rebellion or a huge rebellion, because it's part of the just being an adolescent. It's that whole thing that they're not only, you know, their lives, their bodies are changing, their minds are changing, it's all in transformation. And so especially if they grew up in the church, there's going to be a time, whether it's when they're 11 or whether when they're 17 or 18 and even 22, 23, now adolescence is extending.
35.
Exactly. but they're going to have to, they have to wrestle with their faith because their faith has to become their own.
Yeah.
You know, as little children, we can give the answer to our children, Daddy, why is the sky blue? Because God made it that way.
Yeah.
And they accept that. But when they get older and they start having the ability to think abstractly a little bit more, and as they're transitioning from concrete to abstract, if you ask, you know, they say, why is the sky blue? And you say, because God made it that way. They're no longer satisfied with that answer, and they want a more they want a more real answer.
Yeah,
not that that's not
why?
A real answer.
Right.
Exactly. Why did God choose blue? Why? I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
Because he's a Cowboys fan.
Exactly. That's, of course.
That's all that
that's why there's why there's a hole in Texas Stadium. Let's pray some. The deal is we don't think you're alone in this, and don't freak out.
Yes,
because if a parent freaks out, then we got to deal with you too.
Yeah.
So let's just focus on one thing that we can help you with, and the biggest thing is relax just a little bit, and remember. I tell youth workers and parents all the time, if you have a vivid memory of what it was like when you were a teenager, then that helps you tremendously because you'll remember the roller coaster. Mm-hmm. It might be a little easier for some of us who have been talking about our adolescent years for years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember it well because I've been using it as in stories as I'm sharing illustrations or whatever when I'm teaching the Bible and to students. And so I've used those stories a lot. So when my oldest daughter, Stephanie, the first time she acted out in this 12-year-old rebellion thing, you know, where we denied her something and she was mad about that. She stomped her foot and stomped down the hallway and slammed her door to her bedroom, which first of all, Brenda and I looked at each other and shrugged and went, 12.
Right.
And she was our first one.
12.
We didn't freak out. So, but then right after that, I got up and I made sure that she understood that that was my door and she's not allowed to slam that door. And I made her, which I learned this from Brenda's dad, because her dad did this to Brenda, and I learned something from my father-in-law.
All right.
I made her close the door softly 10 times.
Wow.
So what she would do, she was so mad at me. She was so mad at me. She took the door, and she'd go, near slam, and then close it, and then open it back up, and near slam, and then, I mean, so she was almost slamming it. If it would have slipped, she would have smashed
that
her
That
was
thumb. A rule in our house, too.
Yeah, we just don't slam doors.
Really?
You know,
now, can be mad. You can be mad all you want, and we can deal with it. But don't be breaking stuff, because then I got to pay for it.
Right.
Or you're going to get a job, and I'm going to put it on your tab, and you owe me thousands of dollars.
And that's in our hallway. If you slammed a door, more than likely a picture frame would fall off the wall.
Yeah, so, and that's, you know, that's just one little example, but the biggest thing is don't freak out.
Yeah, you mentioned this off air. This last weekend we're at a conference or whatever with Sean McDowell.
Yeah.
Talk about that because that I guess I just hadn't heard that story from him before. Yeah, I didn't know that.
This
so.
Was I didn't get a chance. We had our evangelism conference. We do it every year, the first weekend in March every year, and it's Hoffmantown hosts it for us, and we bring in some folks to challenge and inspire the people who come to the conference to share their faith. And we give them some skills and we help them with some cultural things. And we have, you know, we might have a breakout session about students and all that, but it's a really, really good conference. And Sean McDowell was one of the keynotes and we were able to land him and have him come be at our conference this year. So he was, and I'm walking around helping and networking and doing, so I don't get to hear a lot of the preaching sometimes, but I did hear this part of Sean McDowell's, one of his talks where he said, I don't know if you put it together or not, but my last name is McDowell, and there is a famous guy, Josh McDowell. Well, he's my dad. And and what I remember from it as I was listening, where he said, I told my dad, I'm not sure I believe all this stuff. And his dad's response basically was, good. And that wasn't what he was expecting his dad to say. You know, Josh McDowell, the great apologist, his own son, and he goes, oh, good. And it caught Sean off guard. And the reason was, at least what I understood from what he was saying, was that he said, because when you search for the truth,
yeah,
you'll find God.
It ultimately, yeah.
Because the angle that you're coming at and trying to disprove, when you read all this stuff, you're going to find the truth. And the truth is God.
Yeah.
And he said, so I'm not, you're smart enough.
Yeah.
And you've been taught the foundational stuff. You'll come back. That's not to say that those parents who have worked so hard and have tried so hard that have a wayward child or children,
yeah,
it won't necessarily sound that easy or happen that easily.
Right.
You know,
well,
that,
it just breaks your heart.
It just breaks your heart.
My oldest is 10, and I'm like,
and
I
you
don't
just
know
never
how
know.
I don't know
yeah.
how I could handle that.
Yeah, and it
right
could
now,
take
they're
years.
Just stoked,
right.
You know,
and it could take years for them to come back.
Yeah,
and we have to remember in the scheme of eternity.
Yeah,
look, there's me using my hands again.
Sam, get the hanky.
In the scheme of eternity. I'm going to try to hold my hand still while I'm talking, see if I can
just
do that.
Just put them down by your side.
I can't do it, man.
Don't
I can't talk about
a Baptist.
Well, look,
right.
This is what I'm learning. I'm not a parent, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a cat. But in a lot of ways, it just seems like with kids and so many times and so many opportunities, you just have to learn to let it go.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Right, Sam?
Yeah, and relax.
And every kid out there that just went nuts, if you're listening.
Do you want to build a snowman?
No, but for real, you just have to let a lot of stuff go.
Well, don't equate cat to children because when kids do mess up, you can't just squirt them with the water bottle.
I know.
Right. Okay, good.
Yeah, because they'll go, what are you doing?
Why are you squirting me?
And each family has unique. That's right. Has unique circumstances and stuff.
Brody would go, whoa.
And the personalities of the parents and personalities of the kids, all that stuff factors into that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's hard to talk in general terms.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
The way I disciplined Jack. When Luke came around and he came of age where it was like, this is rebellion and we need to talk some discipline action here. I will never forget the first time I tried to discipline Luke because it went the flip side of how it went with Jack.
Yeah. Mm.
Jack responded well to one thing. Luke did not respond.
And now you're learning more and more about that.
Yeah.
Right.
From the thing you went to.
Right. Right. Yeah, absolutely. This last weekend, I went to a marriage conference. It had nothing to do with children. It had everything to do with cultivating a great relationship with your spouse and being their best friend. And just one of the things that they were talking about was affirming that attitude or that behavior you want to see in someone. So instead of being critical and coming down on all the other things you don't like, enjoy what is good and affirm those behaviors because affirmation, man, as Skip said, he said it a couple weeks ago, that you get more fly, you attract more flies with honey than you do with whatever.
Vinegar.
And it's just that attitude and affirming that in them. I noticed just immediately affirming those quality behaviors that you love to see, kids light up to that affirmation because they want... Right. That acceptance. They want, I mean, that's what they're looking for.
Right.
They want to make pops proud, or they want to make their mom proud. They want to make their teacher proud, or their youth
whomever
pastor.
Whomever the authority,
absolutely.
They definitely want to.
When you affirm those behaviors that are awesome,
right.
And you're not just negative, 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 negative.
Yeah.
Man.
And which still, I mean, there still has to be discipline.
Yes, there does.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's a difference between being overly critical and being a disciplinarian.
Yeah.
And a difference, obviously a huge difference between overly critical and encouraging and affirming. Because the other side of it is you can go way to the other side and be super duper affirming.
Right.
Which I don't even know if there's a word for that. Overly affirming.
Right.
Somebody's like, can you be overly affirming? Well, yeah. When it's to
well,
the
it's
detriment
when
of when you ignore everything else that's going on in their lives. And you don't deal with some of those things that need to be dealt with.
You only affirm the good behaviors, and you can affirm the wrong behaviors.
Right,
and
you want to be careful not to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's interesting. But I mean, even with Brody, he's 15 months old, and he understands what no means.
Yeah.
And it's we don't say no to for everything because then the kid's first word's going to be no, and it's going to be like, oh, great.
Right.
But you know, the very few times where we've had to, now He used to have this one tick where it was just like, I have to destroy every electronic device that is directly in front of me. I got to press every button on the DirecTV box.
Turn every knob.
I got to turn all the knobs. I got to do all that.
Because they're so shiny.
Yeah. And it got to a point where it was like, okay, we had to buy a different entertainment center because...
Yes, to make it higher.
At first, it's still, you know, because it's this magical land of electronics and ooh.
Which, you know, there's a part of me that wants to push all the buttons too.
Oh, man. Yeah, and that's just called curiosity.
It is.
And so you don't want, he's not rebelling, but then when we had to finally set a standard and say, okay, no, that's going too far. You can't pick up the receiver and throw it, son. Right. Okay.
It's really funny.
The first time he just kind of crumbled to the ground and couldn't move because it was just so deflated. But
why have you done this?
But now he'll kind of look at me and knows, you know, I'm about to go over there and I just kind of shake my, you know, then it's like, all right, I'm just kidding. I'm going to go
just
over
kidding,
here.
Dad. I really was going over here to pick up this Lego.
Right. Fooled you.
And now
thought I was going over here. Totally going somewhere else.
Now that I have this Lego, I'm going to eat it.
Yes. Yes, he's a little too young for Legos. I forgot. Yeah.
Well, it's you know what's funny is as we talk about this and we talk about God, it really grows your relationship as well.
It does.
As a father, because I see now... I never had to teach my kids to lie or to do the quote-unquote bad things.
It's in their DNA.
And they know.
It's in our DNA.
And you get the look of like, I'm about to touch this.
Right.
And I know I'm not supposed to.
Just
so
like
I'm
Nemo. Just like Nemo when he's over at the boat. Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
I'm going to
boom.
And he touches it.
Oh, rebellion. Man. I would have spanked that fish. Yeah.
It's just defiance.
Man.
It's in our blood. Yeah, it really is. And the funny thing is parents and, you know, me not being one and getting to watch constantly parenting. It just shows the unique every child, person is unique. And as a parent, you have to be, you can't just check out on it and let the TV decide how you're. And it just shows because there's so many theories on parenting, you know, spank, don't spank, you know, do this, don't do that. And it just shows me that different things for different methods for different kids. And as a parent, the responsibility of figuring out, is your kid an introvert? Okay, well, these things will help this kid, but these will hurt. But if your kid is an extrovert, the things that hurt the introvert might bring out different things.
And Jack and Luke are, one's an extrovert, one's an introvert.
And the
I learned that this
trying
weekend.
Trying to figure all that out. Yeah, absolutely.
It's crazy.
And night thing, and day!
Another thing about all that is I have to be careful about, I am going to be super critical of stuff that I see in other people about myself that I don't like.
Absolutely.
In other words, if one of my children is displaying some form of rebellion and it's really not so much them,
it's from your blood,
it's
your genes.
But they're doing it and I see that in them and it's something I hate about myself. I have a tendency to overreact to that.
Right.
Whereas I can have grace in another instance where I'm not wired that way and and that's not an issue in my own life.
Yeah.
And so I have to really be careful and I don't get it right all the time, but I have to really be careful about seeing some, and not just my children, but like if you and I were having a big discussion, Steve-O, you said something or you reacted in a way that I would have reacted that I don't like, that would make me mad because I see that in you. But it's not really, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at me because I see that in me.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm lashing out at you because I hate that about myself. Like being defensive about something. You know, if somebody approaches me and says, well, I didn't like the way you did the... Well, you know what? I don't like your face. So how about that?
Why don't you just change your face?
Yeah, why don't you just walk away? So I don't – when I get defensive like that, I hate that because I see that in myself and then I overreact.
It happens to everybody.
Oh, I know.
And I know, you know, you've heard the old adage. It's like the pastor always preaches the most on the thing that he deals with.
Absolutely.
Yeah
absolutely.
And that's just how it goes for everybody.
That's why I quit preaching on patience.
Sam.
I just had to give up on
you
that.
You need to pick it back up.
He just didn't have time for that.
I don't have time for patience.
I don't have time for that. I don't have time to study that.
I got things to do, bro.
Yeah.
No.
Man, 505-338-3700. That's the phone number. Or facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you'd like to hang out with us, chime in on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Give it a second.
There it is.
I'm like,
this is for you.
Oh, there you go. It is Friday. Flashback Friday. It was Disney tunes today, and Teo picked all the hits.
Yeah, he
good
did.
Job,
I'm
Teo.
Trying. I just found a thing that's like 20 minutes worth of Disney classics. I wish I'd have found this.
Oh, that would have been
an
awesome.
Hour ago.
Yeah. We'll have to do Disney again sometime.
Yeah.
There's so there much. You go. So much just wonderful, rich history.
If you missed any part of the show today, we do podcast it every single day, and we want to thank everybody who downloads the podcast, making it highly downloaded on
highly
iTunes.
Highly downloaded, bro.
You can download it through iTunes. In fact, if you subscribe to our podcast, it'll automatically download every single day for you. And, yeah, just one of the things we offer up, and we're thankful to everybody who tunes in, who listens via the app.
Yes.
Because, yeah.
And we know that more people are listening via the app because we've been getting more texts and emails saying, hey, the app's not working.
Yeah, yeah.
But don't worry. We figured out, like, our tech people showed us. Yeah. If we ever get a text or an email, this is how you fix it.
Boom!
So we can walk in the other room and go, boom, and we had to do it today.
There you go. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joining us.
Yeah.
Just in time to say adios.
Adios.
Oh, Sam.
That's been a great day.
We've learned a lot.
We have.
We've come to the end of our Disney journey.
Ah.
I'm sorry.
Well, the first part of our Disney journey. Yeah. I'm sure there'll be many, many more.
It's
going to
continue all day long.
Yeah, yeah. So, what'd you learn today, Mateo?
Man, I'll tell you what. I learned that parenting is just a mystery to me, but I'm slowly getting more and more knowledge about it. I learned that history is a lot weirder than you might have learned in your textbook.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else did we talk about? I learned that Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Is they're having to go and issue bans because their Supreme Court's like, what is privacy? I don't know. What's it to you? I don't know.
Yeah.
Except all of that in like a Boston accent.
There you go.
And I learned again that Sam Swan is a cool dude.
There you go.
And probably the best representation of a Baptist I've ever met.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Oh, man.
That's high praise.
That's high praise.
That's high praise.
He didn't know John personally, so that's why I could say that. Oh, although I don't, honestly,
Sam's
I'm
cool,
going to be
man.
Honest for about 8 seconds. I don't know that me and John would have gotten along, man. That guy was fiery.
He was
and
intense.
In your face. And honestly, I would almost equate him with, say, a Westboro or one of those, like,
whoa,
dudes on the corner with the sign that's like, repent, bro!
But the one thing that
Kingdom of God!
The one thing I do like about him
is
he did say he must increase.
Yeah.
I must decrease.
Absolutely.
I
which is
that.
Absolutely.
I love that about John the Baptizer.
It's a big deal.
And there, in turn, is the difference. Because we learned with the Supreme Court today that they obey the letter of the law to the T. Yeah. And they, I mean,
sometimes the letter and not so much the spirit.
Yeah, yep. And that's it. There's
a big thing.
None heart behind that, and I feel like you can swing so far one way of either the law or the heart, because the heart is deceptive,
right.
And if you're going with your feelings and your faith, man, you're going to fall flat. If you're going with the literal legalistic, you're still going to fall flat because you're not necessarily following the Lord. You're following a set of rules, and that's just called religion.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, it was an interesting day.
It was.
Interesting Thank you, day. Massachusetts
quite,
Supreme
quite the
Court.
Journey. Yeah, also, I posted a story for Flashback Friday. We didn't really talk about it. It's this this group of runners that see a World War II vet sitting there. He's like 99.
Oh, I saw
they
that.
Show him respect.
That was awesome.
Mitch actually talked about this yesterday. I heard
it. Yeah, yeah.
So I put a disclaimer. I was like, and we realized that Mitch already covered this. Patty, thank you for listening all day.
That's
but
right.
Anyway, Flashback Friday, it's all about showing respect to maybe those service people, the people our veterans, our people that are in the armed forces right now, cops, firemen.
Yeah.
You know, you name it, there it is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, I guess that is it for us. Middays with Mitch is up next. She's going to talk about some things. We're going to write them down, and in 2 weeks, we're going to revisit them.
We're going to revisit them.
Pretend like they are our original ideas.
Until they appear on a BuzzFeed list, I don't think we're in the wrong.
Yeah.
I think we're good.
There you go.
It's good. I like that. I like that. MyStaticRadio.com to download the podcast. It's free, and you can catch it each and every single day if you miss any part of Team Awesome Morning Party. Again, thanks to everybody who is a part of Static Radio. If you'd like to financially be a part of Static Radio, we are a listener-supported station, and you can learn details at mystaticradio.com, how you can come alongside us monthly, contribute to the station, and help us continue to do what we love to do, which is provide this here show.
It's your station, and it's rocking, and we want you to be more of a part of it.
There you go. It's it for us. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep.
Static.